Ryan Thompson here for StormLakeRadio.com in the Coach's Corner, and a preview now for Ridgeview Baseball with head coach Shannon Tesh. Shannon, we crossed paths this past weekend and chatted a little bit. Let me ask you, you've had a good run there at Ridgeview the last several years, coming off a 22-win a season ago. Some spots to replace. We'll get into that momentarily, but how well do you like your chances for similar success this year?
You know, I think we're poised for a repeat of last year. That's what we're practicing for anyway. I got a lot of good kids working hard. We got 12 seniors this year, so great leadership there, and just all around great kids that are working hard and getting better every day.
Yeah, a senior laden team, as you mentioned, having that kind of leadership and upperclassmen always bodes well.
Definitely, yeah. There's nothing better than having a great group of leaders on a team. It really kind of sets the tone for everyone, and really all 12 seniors are great leaders, and even looking into our juniors and down below, we've got some great leaders throughout this team, some good leadership qualities.
Pitching-wise, you'll miss your ace, Josh Gross, but sounds like you've got a lot of options as far as that goes.
We do, a lot of pitching depth, Grant Anderson, well, Alex Pinkicky first. He was our number two last year, so he'll take over the ace role. Some other guys like Peyton Boyle and Grant Anderson, Ryan Curry, Buddy Lamp. Let me see here. Got Caden Wandry, Jake Mitchell. All those guys, I think, can handle the load for us, too. So it'll be interesting to see who steps forward and really claims the top pitching spot for our team.
In your lineup, you mentioned some of the guys that are going to be everyday players, whether they're on the mound or elsewhere on the field. Hitting, I know you were pleased that you had some better production at the plate to go with your pitching a season ago. Do you feel that your hitting can duplicate what you did a season ago, and how's that looking?
I think hitting is going to be our main strength. Our lineup's going to be pretty tough top to bottom, I think. We've got a good mix of speed and power, and I'm excited to see what we can do offensively. I think we're going to have a good offensive year.
Any other names you can mention? Mention some of the pitchers there, but sure, are there guys that are going to be a part of the squad?
Yeah, Peyton Boyle, leadoff hitter for us, just really gets it going for us, gets on base, steals some bases, and he's looking real good this spring. Caden Wandry, Grant Anderson, looking real good too. Guys like Joe Kenny and Kyle Schermbeck and Colt Wandry as far as driving and runs. So, at the bottom of the lineup, that's still kind of waiting to see who's going to fill those 6, 7, or 8 spots. We've got about 16 guys, I think, that could potentially play some varsity. So it'll be interesting to see who kind of takes control of it. But whoever it is, I can see right now that 1 through 9 is going to be a pretty tough out.
In the Western Valley Conference, I got to figure you're going to be right there in the mix. How do you see that taking shape?
Yeah, always tough, the Western Valley Conference. Some really good pitchers. Everyone's got at least one good ace, if not a second pitcher, to go with it, too. So, MVAO, Maple Valley, and Tenoto, I see them looking pretty tough again. They've got some great pitching pitchers they've got there. OABCIG has a really good pitcher in Doetzler, yeah. And they'll be tough, especially when he pitches. Lawton Bronson always has great athletes, great baseball players. Woodbury Central, the same thing. They're always able to reload. So, and I think we'll be right in the mix with those teams.
Ridgeview Baseball season opener in just over a week on Tuesday, May 24th. They'll be at home in Holstein to do battle with Kingsley Pearson, and we'll be seeing you a couple times during the regular season. Coach Shannon Tesh, thanks a lot for joining us, and all the best.
Thank you very much.